The Argo II hovers above Camp Jupiter, a magnificent warship carrying Greek demigods into Roman territory. For Annabeth Chase, this moment represents both hope and terror, the culmination of months searching for her boyfriend Percy Jackson. Despite careful preparations, an inexplicable chill runs through her, as if unseen forces watch their every move. The reunion between Percy and Annabeth is electric, a passionate kiss followed by her flipping him onto the pavement, pinning him with her knee. "If you ever leave me again," she threatens through tears. Percy simply laughs. "Consider me warned." But this joy proves fleeting when Leo Valdez, seemingly possessed, fires the ship's weapons on New Rome, shattering their fragile peace. As angry Romans mobilize, the seven demigods of prophecy, Percy, Annabeth, Jason, Piper, Leo, Frank, and Hazel, barely escape aboard the damaged Argo II. The disturbing truth emerges. Malevolent spirits called Eidolons have infiltrated the crew, forcing Leo to attack. This sabotage, orchestrated by the Earth goddess Gaia, successfully drives a wedge between Greeks and Romans at the precise moment unity was within reach. With Roman eagles in pursuit and both camps in danger, these seven unlikely allies must navigate not just external threats, but the fractures within their hastily formed team. Can demigods raised as enemies learn to trust each other before it's too late? A centuries-old feud between Greeks and Romans stems from the theft of the Athena Parthenos, the goddess's most sacred statue. For generations, children of Athena have followed the mark of Athena seeking this relic, all failing. Now Annabeth bears this burden. Her mother, Athena, appearing disheveled and confused, gave her a silver coin, the mark of Athena, and demanded vengeance against Rome. This split personality affects all Olympians as their Greek and Roman aspects war within them. Aphrodite reveals that recovering the Athena Parthenos could heal the rift between Greek and Roman demigods, but warns that Annabeth must confront the statue's guardian, a creature that has defeated every previous child of Athena. Meanwhile, a prophecy emerges. Twins snuff out the angel's breath, who holds the key to endless death. This refers to Nico D'Angelo, captured by twin giants and trapped in a bronze jar with limited air. Time is running out for both Nico and the fate of both camps. The journey to Rome becomes a gauntlet of mythological encounters. In Kansas, Bacchus demands tribute before offering help. At the Great Salt Lake, Nemesis gives Leo a fortune cookie to solve his problem with a price, labeling him the seventh wheel. In Charleston, while evading Romans, Annabeth, Piper, and Hazel meet Aphrodite, who explains more about the Athena Parthenos. During a battle at Fort Sumter, Annabeth finds the map to the statue while confronting her greatest fear, spiders. At the Pillars of Hercules, the bitter demigod-turned-god forces Jason and Piper to steal river god Achilles' horn. When they succeed but refuse to surrender it, Piper discovers it is transformed into a cornucopia, responding to her emotions. These trials reveal both the god's capricious nature and the seven demigods' growing strengths, teaching them to rely on each other's unique abilities rather than individual heroics, crucial for the challenges ahead. Beneath their adventures, each hero battles personal demons. Percy Jackson struggles with excessive personal loyalty that might compromise the greater good. Annabeth confronts both paralyzing spider fear and pride, a fatal flaw she shares with Arachne. Leo Valdez grapples with feeling like the seventh wheel among paired teammates, with Archimedes' workshop becoming his confidence turning point. Jason Grace struggles with his divided Greek/Roman identity and leadership pressures. Hazel Levesque carries the burden of her past death and resurrection while guarding the secret of Frank's life tied to a burning stick. Frank transforms both physically through shapeshifting and emotionally, evolving from insecurity to confidence. Piper McLean transcends being just a pretty face, discovering her power through sacrifice when channeling Percy and Jason's abilities to save them from deadly nymphs. These internal struggles mirror their external quests. Each must overcome personal fears and flaws to fulfill their prophesied roles. Often, the most difficult monsters are those within. Anubis' solo quest forms the novel's emotional core. Following the mark of Athena through Rome's underground ruins, she first outsmarts ghosts of the Mithras cult before collapsing their chamber to escape, breaking her ankle. Despite her injury, Annabeth navigates cobweb-filled tunnels to a chasm crossed by narrow beams. With spiders advancing, she creates a string bridge using her mother's weaving skills. In the final chamber stands the magnificent 40-foot Athena Parthenos statue, guarded by Arachne, a horrifying creature with a black widow's body and human face. Unable to win physically, Annabeth exploits Arachne's pride by praising her tapestries and offering to display them on Olympus. She tricks the spider into weaving Chinese spider cuffs that trap Arachne when entered. As the enraged spider destroys the chamber, the Argo II blasts through the ceiling, sending Arachne into the abyss below. This victory showcases Annabeth's greatest strength, not physical power, but the wisdom to turn an enemy's weakness against them. As the crew secures the Athena Parthenos, disaster strikes. Spider silk around Annabeth's ankle connects to the falling Arachne, dragging her toward the pit. Percy grabs her, but is pulled along until they dangle over Tartarus, the endless pit imprisoning the worst monsters and titans. Realizing their rescue would endanger everyone, Percy makes the ultimate choice. Refusing to let Annabeth go, he releases his grip on the ledge. They fall together into darkness. His last words to Nico, "Lead them there. Promise me. Establish a new mission." The quest now splits. Percy and Annabeth must journey through Tartarus to find the doors of death from inside, while the remaining five must travel to Epirus, Greece, to meet them at the mortal side. The novel ends with determination. Leo vows to upgrade the Argo II with Archimedes' discoveries. The Athena Parthenos offers hope of healing the Camp Rift. Percy's final act proves love is stronger than fear, even fear of the darkest place in existence. The Mark of Athena explores characters navigating divided loyalties and conflicting identities. Jason balances his Roman upbringing with Greek companions, Hazel reconciles past and present lives, and Frank embraces his mixed ancestry. This mirrors modern teenagers juggling multiple cultural identities. The novel advocates for integration rather than choosing sides, embracing all aspects of oneself instead of rejecting seemingly contradictory parts. The descent into ancient Rome parallels their journey into understanding heritage. Each obstacle forces them to confront not just external enemies, but internal prejudices. True heroism emerges from questioning inherited beliefs and bridging ancient divides. As Percy and Annabeth fall into darkness while their friends vow to find them, we discover that strength often comes from bonds with others. In our increasingly divided world, unity in diversity isn't merely an ideal, but our best hope for survival against divisive forces.